I'd like to welcome Curtis Bird to KOWS. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, good evening, Arnold. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you very much, and thank you for being in and for this interview.
You bet.
And, well, Curtis, you're with the Sonoma County NAACP.
That's correct. I am the second vice president. The NAACP locally was founded in 1953, and one of the co-founders was my grandfather, Gilbert Gray. He and my grandmother were a part of forming this organization back then, made up of about 350 people locally of all persuasions. They believed in civil rights and social justice and social equity, and so all of my life, I have been involved with the organization. I am a life member.
Okay.
Well, actually, the national organization itself was founded in 1909.
Was it started for any, sometimes a catalyst will occur that
The catalyst back then was public accommodation. The catalyst here was specifically public accommodation. My grandfather, along with Platt Williams and Willie Garrett, James Frazier and several other folks were downtown at a local restaurant on Mendocino Avenue and were refused accommodation. They later sued and won.
That really started that movement here and the establishment.
Yeah, that and education, you know, and of course, wanting to be able to participate and have folks treated fairly in schools and in workplace and in public meetings and the whole nine yards way back then. I imagine it was a little bit more difficult.
I would think so.
Yeah, absolutely. We all know the 60s, so yeah.
Yeah, not much support in now institutional bodies, which really leads us to what we're going to talk about, really, is
absolutely.
And very interesting, this 2014 report card on race for Sonoma County. It's amazing that you can get so specific on this and really bring a lot of very surprising information out.
A lot of what has happened, you know, with regards to disparities, with regard to bias, structural bias, creating a welcoming atmosphere for people, and then also understanding one's culture and worldview, people's attitude about different cultures, acknowledging different cultural practices, and having the cross-cultural skills to deal with all of that. Those are the things that we're talking about across the board, you know, with regards to the county level, the city level, and all of those organizations that really have a say-so and control over our city.
A report card, obviously you have to have a report card, comes from teachers, like in a school. So where did your information come from to make the report card up?
This report card was developed by the executive committee, and there's a long list of folks, and I don't have all the names with me, Arnold, and I apologize for that.
No problem.
But, you know, again, and it was also based on a series of forums that were held this year to talk about building community and building relationships and cross-cultural relationships. It was actually different topics on race, well, specifically race, but then also different topics, and so they were held bi-monthly, and so a lot of that information was talked about in those forums, and then this is what the group based a lot of that on. The census information, of course, you know, comes from the United States Census, that data. The ACLU, the Sonoma County ACLU, the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County, the Latino Democratic Club, the Japanese American League, and the League of Women Voters, and Quest all participated in this document and in gathering the data.
So, yeah, quite a broad range then.
Absolutely. We wanted to make sure that most cultures were represented and that most folks had participated and had been interactive in the county and in the city.
After, did one thing come to the fore out of all the things that were brought forward? What jumped out at you most?
I think what jumps out at most, you know, for most of the folks who wanted to do a report card and to kind of get a baseline to where things are, but it deals with some pretty heavy topics that we talked about over the last year. We talked about institutional bias, and we talked about those disparities. We talked about racial profiling in law enforcement. We talked about predatory lending, school discipline, because there was what was for a while a gang contract. And then we talked about inclusion of people of color to be appointed on the county and the city boards and commissions, and in all cities. We talked about an array of dynamic things with regards to how the cumulative impact has a huge income, huge outcome on the residents of color. We talked about how that adversely affects them. We talked about how folks may be turned off about an accent, or maybe turned off by your speech, or how you approach things socially. All of those things come into play. Cultural competency, that refers to someone's ability to interact with people of different cultures at different socioeconomic levels and backgrounds, and it comprises, again, your awareness of another's culture, your attitude towards someone else's culture, their differences. They're just, all of us are really different. So it's how we approach someone who is different than us.
Right.
How do we acknowledge those different practices and worldviews? And how really do we, and what we're really dealing with is talking about promoting an understanding, how to communicate more effectively, and how to interact with people across cultural levels. And so looking at the report card, when I say all of that, that's where the grades come from.
Yes, indeed. And they're pretty grim, let's say it that way.
You know, I have to admit to you, I'm on the Santa Rosa Planning Commission.
Okay.
I have been on the Santa Rosa Planning Commission for 4 years. I recently ran for Santa Rosa City Council. You know, with regards to boards and commissions, when I served on the Community Advisory Board, I was the only black man.
Mm.
When I served on the Mayor's Gang Task Force, I was the only black man.
Mm.
I'm the only black man on the Santa Rosa Planning Commission. I'm not the first, but I'm the only one.
Yep. Yeah, and obviously with Hispanic or Latinos,
I served with one Latina woman on the Planning Commission, Caroline Banuelos. She's not there any longer, but again, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about inclusion of people of color and retaining them. That's the other part. That's the big part of everything, you know, with regards to boards and commissions, with regards to teachers, with regards to police officers, with regards to firemen, retaining people of color. That was one of the huge recommendations from the United States Commission on Civil Rights with regards to deaths in our community and police officer involved deaths in our community.
Mm-hmm.
It was also one of the recommendations from the Sonoma County Grand Jury, and these were back in 1998 and 1999 and 2000.
Oh, those things that never got looked at after that, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So with those huge recommendations, and with it happening all around the country, and now everyone is talking about retention.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about the very same things that we are asking for. What we will be asking for is that, you know, are departments doing enough to recruit minorities and women? Are they providing a welcoming atmosphere to be able to file a complaint? Are we really seriously looking at the intent of our institutions? Right. Yeah.
Because if that, obviously, if those conditions aren't there, it's very hard for somebody who goes into, say, the police force to fight that.
That's correct.
It's an uphill battle then.
Right, right. You know, again, recruiting and hire community conscious personnel. I think if you have or if you work with different cultures, different people from different backgrounds, then you start to take on some level of understanding,
right.
And begin to approach those things differently. Without exposure, then you have no knowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, just obviously the recent events have really shown that so glaringly in Ferguson, say, you know, it's what, 75% black, and yet there was only three black policemen on the whole police force. Again, it becomes institutionalized and people don't realize it just chips away, doesn't it?
Right. And how do you go about proactively maintaining a diverse and effective police department? That's a handful. That'd be a handful from any department to go through a cultural shift, but then, you know, it is what is really going to take place in the 21st century. We're
right.
Here. We're a diverse nation, and there were, you know, have been, you know, the night that they announced the grand jury information with regards to the young man whose life was taken in Ferguson. There were, I believe, 197 protests across the country.
Yeah,
that speaks volumes that there's something not quite right. It's not just Santa Rosa.
Right, the commonality is there for all to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But now, on your side of things, with all these, you know, the cities and county boards of Sonoma County. Do they want to work with you to deinstitutionalize these things and bring some reason and respectability to what they're doing?
Well, you know, I think we're about to find out.
Okay.
You know, Arnold, I think, you know, the commission, there is the Sonoma County Commission on Human Rights, and I served on that commission for 1 year. I was appointed by our now new, very new, and very talented State Senator Mike McGuire.
Mm.
Mike appointed me to that board in hopes that it would start to carry forth its intentioned mission, and that was to deal with human rights, civil rights, and social justice issues, really intentionally, and it really wasn't doing that and still isn't doing that. But it was created by the supervisors out of the United States Commission on Civil Rights and the grand jury report, again, that I mentioned earlier. And so, you know, we're gonna find out what's going to happen. Will there be some attention to it? Will something new be created? Will we have community policing, which was also one of the recommendations? You know, will we have, we're already, you know, the police, the Sonoma County law enforcement are going to be wearing body cameras.
Right.
Will we get to an independent and transparent review process? Will we deal with better controls on military weaponry?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Will we deal with access to police records with regards to complaints? Because that's been a thing that was Copley Press versus San Diego was not passed by a state legislature. And then will we actually have in the county and cities a documented, implementable community policing strategy? Most of the sheriff and the previous Santa Rosa police chief simply called it a philosophy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not a real thing, yeah.
No, right. Right. So will we get there? We're all prayerful. We worked hard. Everybody's been working hard. This organization has been working hard, and this is one of the reasons why we created the report card and we've released it publicly, so that this is our strategy, so that this becomes a topic of discussions, so that folks are aware of what these terms mean. You know, when we're talking about institutional bias and then that racism can cause impacts, if we're talking about structural bias, We're talking about interpersonal bias. We're talking about cultural competency. Let's talk about those things. Let's talk about what they mean, and let's talk about the effects that they've had and do have in our county and cities.
Well, that's it. You know, a good example is, say, like, you know, Andy Lopez. So the two different methods that, say, like with Michael Brown and with a grand jury to a DA investigation, both methods didn't seem to work for the people, did it?
No, it didn't. And I've been watching CNN, and a couple of the pontificators have said, you know, the same thing keeps happening, and then it gets attention. There is lip service to it, but from the perspective of this organization, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, Einstein calls that insanity. You see?
Yeah.
So it is really insane that they have kept doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And now everybody wonders why everybody across the country is up in arms.
Yep.
Just given it lip service.
Exactly. The tipping point, when it's so visible, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a little strong, but, you know, I think I'm from my perspective, too, as a young man who grew up here, who went through, you know, when I started driving at 16, you know, racial profiling was very big deal. I was told by my parents, you can't give people rides. You can have one person in the car, not two, and not three, and definitely not four.
Wow.
Because that's just not going to work, son. Especially out of town when I went to college, same thing applied. My dad was he's a retired firefighter. My mom, she just went to her 60th class reunion for Santa Rosa High School recently.
Wow.
I was so honored to take her. So,
yeah.
You know, my grandfather brought his family here in 1948. My story is not any different than other young men, young black men across the country.
Yeah.
You have to be aware of your circumstance and surrounding.
Yeah. And that has to affect you.
It certainly does.
It's just totally, you know.
If you don't have a good, solid family foundation, if you are minus some of the advantages that I think I had growing up here, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I'd be the man I am.
Yeah.
You would certainly be. I'd certainly be more greatly affected. You know, sometimes I think about it, but I'm, you know, I had folks who'd go fight for me. So, and who still will. You know, deal with. You know, what I say by that. Well, let me back up a minute. I think I received 5 tickets in less than a year.
Okay.
So that's what I mean about go fight for me.
Yeah.
To get them wiped out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's
yep.
That's no small thing. It seemed like a very big thing then, but it's a little smaller now. But it goes, it goes to structural. It goes to the institution, and it goes through promoting and understanding communication and interacting with different cultures. I wasn't a bad guy behind the wheel, but I was treated like one.
Well, that's it, isn't it? No differentiation. But now, the grades. Let's see. Were you grading tough?
City of Santa Rosa received a D. Santa Rosa City Council received an F.
Yeah.
The Santa Rosa City Schools received a D. Santa Rosa Police Department received an F. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors a C-. Sonoma County Sheriff and Sheriff's Department and Sheriff an F. And the District Attorney a D.
Woo. That's quite an indictment for what we thought was an enlightened county.
Well, when you apply those definitions, those four or five bullet points that I mentioned, those four bullet points, two, three, four, institutional bias and racism, and the disparate effects and impacts. Structural racism and racism as a norm. When you look at interpersonal bias and racism, when you look at cultural competency, that's what they were graded on.
And they have failed abysmally.
Now, we published the definitions in the report card so that it would be very clear. very transparent.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, it is. And no, it's interesting when you just looking at the demographics, population by race, 2010, you got the latest one, I suppose, the census. And, so yeah, it looks like the county has, what, 25-30% would be classed as non-whites.
Well, I think it's 45%.
Oh, so 40.
We add them all together.
Wow. So you're talking.
Well, if you take white alone is 71, so the rest is 39.
Okay.
That's what it adds up to.
So we're not talking about an insignificant amount of people here.
No, we're not, sir.
And as you say, the representation, you know, we have obviously Efren Carrillo is Hispanic on the board. That's it, though. And he was the first one, wasn't he?
Pretty close. So I don't know if I can. But I'll agree with you because you said so.
I think, yeah, if I remember. But that is it. So in terms of representation of almost half the population, there isn't.
Correct.
Just on that one alone.
And he does a great job for the Roseland, district.
Roseland, yeah.
Yes.
So, again, you've been on boards and commissions, and you've had a similar experience with that. And
well, absolutely. You know, I grew up, I spent my first Christmas in this what we call the South Park area, which is the residential area right near the fairgrounds.
Oh yeah.
And then we moved to Montgomery Village. I grew up on Yalupa Avenue.
Oh yeah.
I attended Village Elementary School, Herbert Slater, and then Cardinal Newman. Mm. The three African American kids at Village Elementary were myself, my brother, and my sister.
Okay. A little clique there.
Then at Herbert Slater, I think it was a little different, but not much. You know, there were certainly some Asians and Hispanics. The cultural base changed, and then at Cardinal Newman, the cultural base changed. There were quite a few African Americans, both men and women, and other races also. I can't say enough about that experience. But again, my mom and my dad. My dad was one of the very few African American firefighters in Marin County. He became captain up at Point Reyes Station.
Oh wow.
My mom locally had her own business, one of the few black business owners in Santa Rosa.
Hmm.
She had a printing and public relations firm. She is currently, has been very heavily involved in Santa Rosa for a very, very long time.
Indeed. Yeah.
And these very same issues.
Right. But yeah, she's seen it from the ground up.
Oh, absolutely. To work through that. Her father being one of the co-founders of the organization, absolutely.
Yeah, amazing. And what wonderful grit to keep doing it all these years as well. That can get you down.
We were raised a little tougher than letting things get you down.
Okay.
You know, if it's my grandfather sat me on his knee as a teenager. And we were talking about why he helped form the NAACP, which is some of that I shared with you. But he had hoped, and he told me that he had hoped by the time that I was a grown man that the organization would be obsolete.
Mm.
So there's a lot of work to do.
Would not be needed anymore. Yeah.
That's correct. So so there's work to do. And he also taught us that when there's work to do, you don't stand up on top of the ground. You get in the ditch and help dig it.
Exactly. Exactly. And there is a lot of ditches to be dug.
Absolutely, sir.
In this county. I was just shocked looking at, again, all these D's and F's from all our institutions. So we're speaking with Curtis Bird of the Sonoma County NAACP. And so what is the future? Where do we go from here? What can people do, and how can they contact you?
Well, Arnold, this report card, again, has been released to the media and released to all these organizations. It's going to officially be presented Monday night at the Sonoma County Law Enforcement Task Force meeting. The NAACP Sonoma County can be reached on its website, Santa Rosa NAACP, SantaRosaNAACP.org, and then all of our contact information is there. Our email address is the same, Santa Rosa NAACP at SBCGlobal.net. You can we have PayPal. You can become a member on our website.
Right.
Our meetings are the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m., and we meet at the Steel Lane Community Center.
Oh, yeah.
You can come and join in the meetings and figure out and ask questions and decide where you can fit in.
Excellent. Very open. And where was the meeting this Monday?
The meeting this coming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to go to the. They have moved them around to so many different locations.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So you'll have to go to the county website, Sonoma County website.
Okay.
Go to the Board of Supervisors and look at the meeting schedule.
Oh, okay.
And it'll say when this particular subcommittee will be meeting at the location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the public can come and...
It's a public meeting. It's an open meeting. You bet.
Great, great. So, yeah, I mean, so again, the next steps, there is a lot of work to do. There's a lot of ditches to be dug.
Well, we're hoping that a lot of these recommendations that we have, and that we'll present some of those, we'll present all of them to that group, because mm-hmm. they will be formulating their plan, and we hope they'll incorporate some of these in their plan and presentation to the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors. And then from there, we hope that the Sonoma County Sheriffs and the Sheriff's Association, the Sheriff and Police Chiefs Association, start to implement some of these recommendations, if not all of them. This will also be presented to, it's also been presented to city schools, to Santa Rosa City Council, and also to Santa Rosa Police Department. And we certainly hope that they will contact our president for meetings to discuss some of these issues and to figure out ways that we can better serve and promote and understand and communicate more effectively with all of our cultures throughout Santa Rosa and Sonoma County.
Amen to that, definitely. Well, I really appreciate this, Curtis, you giving some detail of this great work the local NAACP is doing.
Thank you, Arnold.
It is excellent, and we all need to open our eyes. It's easy, you know, to just flow along, just assuming, you know, yeah, everyone's doing just fine.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to Santa Rosa, the members, and to the BSU members at Santa Rosa Junior College,
great.
To the Sonoma County ACLU, to the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County, to the Latino Democratic Club, to the Japanese American Citizens League, to Quest, and to the League of Women Voters of Sonoma County for helping us come up and produce this document.
Great. Hopefully it's going to really spur a lot of conversation and a lot of action.
Yes, we need dialogue.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Curtis.
You bet, Arnold, and you have a great evening, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.